Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Your music is a mix between reggae and punk. And are there two hearts beating in your bodies, or is it the essence of the musical taste of the band members?
I think that they're fairly similar styles of music, really. So, no, it's just one thing. It's like, you know, it's rebel music. It's just that feeling of, you know, anti-establishment. I think it's fairly similar in both styles. I think they fit well together.
You are continuously on tour. Since weeks, months, I don't know. Are you a kind of tour junkie, or are you homeless? What is so special?
No, if I was homeless, I wouldn't have to tour so much, man. Like, I need to pay the rent, so I mean, that's that, you know?
But what is so special about being on tour?
Well, I mean, it's just part of the deal. I mean, that's how you get your music out there. It's not like my favorite thing. It's not my least favorite thing. I mean, I enjoy it, but sometimes it's a lot of work. You're just sitting in a bus all the time. I'd rather be on vacation.
Put a boombox on my grave. From the last album was a collaboration with Itch from King Blue.
Yeah.
And these days, split with the Austrian band, the Forum Walters will be released.
Right.
How does these kind of projects arise?
I have no idea about that split 7-inch. That had nothing to do with me. No, nobody, you know what I mean? Like, I actually haven't even heard like the whole thing yet. It's getting printed. So that came through our management. But I know for Itch is just a friend of mine, and we just have mutual respect for each other's music. So we decided to do a song, and he flew over to Amsterdam for 2 days, and we just threw it together, you know. And,
The first album was 2003, the second 2007,
right.
Third 2012. The span between the releases increased.
Yeah.
So next album 2080, or?
I'm hoping not. You know, really, I know what you mean. I've been working on music. I'm going to Bulgaria next week, maybe a week off, just to do some writing on the seaside. And we've been trying to get it together, but it's hard to write when you're touring as much as we do, you know. So I'm trying to not have like another 5-year gap between albums. We'll see, you know.
Describe the perfect festival of this summer. Where, when, and who's on stage?
I don't know, I guess we'd be on stage, and like when would be just a day like today, and where is could be here, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I hate to be vague, but really it's like, I love festivals, man. It's like, I don't even go so much to see music, you know? Like, it's more just the feeling of playing outside. You get to walk around and hang out, you know what I mean? Like, just be in the air. And festivals are nice on a nice day, because there's none of this. Like, tonight's going to be great, I know, but, you know, it's like a lot of setting up and work, and then, you know, all night waiting for people to get out and break down. Festivals, everything's smooth. You get there, within an hour, you're on stage. You know, within an hour after you play, you're off stage, you're packed up. It's compact. I like that. So, wherever it is, I guess,
okay.
My answer. Wherever it is, if we're playing, I'll be psyched, you know?
Do you live from making music, or do you have other jobs in real life?
No, this is my real life.
This is?
Yeah. You're looking at it, yeah, so.
Lucky man.
Yeah,
I am, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Not many musicians can live from the...
I don't have a lot, but I have enough to get by, you know? And I do other things once in a while, but, you know, I mean, I do some DJing and some writing for other projects and this and that, you know? But I'm lucky. I really appreciate it.
Beard.
I mean, why wouldn't you have a beard? I mean, really, I mean, it's just the easiest thing in the world to have. And chicks love it. Next one.
Drugs.
Drugs are fucking great. Next one.
Germany?
Germany's great too, man, other than it's difficult to get drugs in Germany that are decent.
Yeah.
You know? know, you can get them here, but it's always a bunch of crappy speed, you know what I mean? Like, really, and that ain't my thing, you know, but I do it anyway. So, yeah, next one.
Okay. Hedonism.
Hedonism. I don't know, that's all tied in with what we just talked about. I'd like to, you live your life to the fullest. I think in the end, you just try to be a nice person to everyone, but not at the sacrifice of your own happiness, you know, you find that balance. That's hedonism to me.
Beer or wine?
Yeah, it depends if I'm eating food or not, right? Like beer, obviously, always. But I like a nice glass of wine, you know, if you're in a dream. Yeah. Okay.
Beatles or Stones?
Neither.
Summer or winter?
Summer for sure. If it's a nice summer, yeah. I like the winter too, man. It's all right. I like the extremes. I couldn't take, I just hate the wishy-washiness. Like if it's, I like it really cold or really hot. You know, if it's in between, like Holland where I live, I mean, I like Holland, but if it's just, it's always rainy and, you know what I mean? Like never that hot, never that cold. That can get a bit depressing. But if it's wicked cold or wicked hot, I love it.
Black or white?
Black, definitely.
Cats or dogs?
Cats, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
Why?
Well, first off, I got a cat, but they're, like, it, for me, I don't dislike dogs, but they're so much easier to deal with a cat. Like, I can leave the house for, like, 3 or 4 days on tour, and if I leave my cat with enough food and water, and I leave the window open so he can go outside and come back in, he's fine. You try that shit with a dog, no way. He'll fuck your house up.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean? Like, really, that's the thing. Like, it's just, it's like having a kid, a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be around, like, cats are more my lifestyle.
Okay.
The sea or the mountains?
The sea.
Festival or club?
Anywhere, man, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you know.
Where's that? Boots or high heels?
For me? Or
yeah.
No, flip-flops, obviously.
Flip-flops.
Definitely.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pinkeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Heute, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.